I'm Paul Gatling, and this is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Glad to have you with us today. There is not nearly enough data yet to predict what healthcare ramifications will occur months or even years from now as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. But a healthcare staffing executive in Rogers says he does see a data trend that may signal a significant shift is taking shape, and it could be a boon to healthcare sectors in mostly rural states like Arkansas and its approximately 3 million residents. Joe Goddard of Rogers is the founding owner and managing partner of Cardinal Healthcare Group. It's a national company that recruits healthcare providers. Through his work, he has identified a trend indicating a, quote, mass exodus of healthcare providers who are seeking new opportunities away from major metro areas of the U.S. and into smaller, less urban areas. It's the subject of our cover story in the new issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. To find out more, head on over to nwabusinessjournal.com, where you'll find that story plus the digital version of the latest issue for free. We're going to take a quick time out and come back with more news on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
People often have many reasons why they want to start a new business. On a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics, Roby Brock caught up with Wayne Miller, who is director of the Venture Center in Little Rock. The Venture Center is a business-focused nonprofit organization that serves as an early-stage startup acceleration and investment firm. Here now is Wayne Miller to discuss whether or not now, in the midst of a global pandemic, is still a good time to start a new business.
I think it's an interesting time. There are clearly some opportunities that are arising out of this COVID-19 crisis. You know, I think if we just sort of take a look around at what historically have been technologies that people have been slow to adopt, you know, let's take a look at telemedicine right now. What a great example of how a technology that's been really sitting in the background for some period of time, and there's been challenges with it, with adoption due to obviously a number of issues, but we've actually helped to relax some of the regulatory requirements around this technology. And, you know, as you and I were talking earlier today, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and we're seeing that sort of adoption occur. We're seeing similar things in banking, right? I think some of this is demographic, right, as it relates to age and location in terms of these things. But, you know, digital applications for things like remote deposit or new account opening or how we're dealing with investments and wealth and so forth, we also suspect that as a result of this, you know, we recognize a large percentage of our population does live paycheck to paycheck. We're seeing that is the evidence of that has never been greater than it is today with this crisis and what's happened to small business in our country and business as a whole. But we think we'll see some interesting technologies and results that are coming from a focus on helping with things like financial wellness and so forth. So adoption of some delivery and service options that, you know, we hadn't really thought about quite as deeply before. You know, I think the boomers are always kind of quick to order a pizza, but now they're getting their groceries too. So I think there is an opportunity here without question.
You talk constantly with people who are in the venture capital world, who are in the startup investment world. What are they telling you about the current environment? What does the money say?
Great question. You know, it's interesting. Actually, yesterday, we're currently in a recruiting campaign right now for our next financial technology accelerator with FIS. Kind of coming down the home stretch for that, which we will likely begin virtually this year. But we've been on the phone quite a bit with venture capitalists. The outreach, in fact, lately has seemed to increase a bit, not so much from the angel community, although we do see some good things happening in Arkansas there with this central Arkansas Angels Network. Last night, in fact, 25 people on that call listening to a couple of pitches. So there's clearly an interest there. But from a venture center, from a venture capital perspective, rather, it's very clear that these VCs do have capital. They have funds. They have money that they want to deploy. I would suggest that some of them are looking for some bargains. I think there's going to be some issues as it relates to valuation. I think that there's going to be some failures where they're going to be able to pick up assets and people perhaps a little bit more effectively. So there is money out there, and there are investments being made. The other thing I think is the venture community has been pretty decent in how to instruct some of these early stage companies that have a limited amount of financial runway, how to kind of keep their powder dry and what they should be doing right now in regard to what's happening with this crisis.
You mentioned health and medicine earlier. You mentioned banking and finance as well. What are some other business areas where you think there might be some opportunities that would be ripe for someone to start up a new company in a particular space?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. There's a three-letter acronym now that I'll use, and you'll know what it is. It's called WFH, right? I didn't know what that was a week ago, but I guess that's work from home now, right? So one of the questions that I think is coming out is how do we help people be more effective, more productive, and do the right things from the standpoint of working at home. So I think there are some opportunities for businesses there, from everything from health and wellness and exercising, that sort of thing, to how we establish desks and home offices, how we work with our families who are present, et cetera. So I think there's some things there. Listen, there's some crazy ideas out there. Remember, you probably remember this as I did. There was actually a point in time where we used to go to the drive-in movie theater, right? So there's an idea for you that might come back in a big way. Gaming and sports. I think there's some interesting opportunities there. We are all thirsty to see athletics and to see competitive sports. How are we going to make that experience better virtually? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm confident there's people out there working on it. Casinos need us to attend in order for them to make money. Virtual gaming has been something that's been pretty interesting and actually set some significant returns for people who have made investments there. But will technologies also further support that and see that industry increase? I think we also have to question education right now. I've talked to you about this before. I think education is ripe for technological adventure, I think is probably the best word, as opposed to venture. And what I mean by that is, we teach everybody the same, right? But we all learn differently. And I always have believed that technology will help us make that better for the different ways in which we learn. But, we're really having to build that airplane while we're flying it right now in terms of getting these kids up to speed and keeping them educated and so forth and putting together lesson plans and working with a variety of teleconferencing approaches, et cetera. So I think there's going to be some interesting progress that's made there that I'm hopeful will make these kids, keep them on track, both, not just the kids, but obviously from the standpoint of college and graduate school, et cetera, there's some real opportunity there. So those are some thoughts.
And that is Wayne Miller with the Venture Center in Little Rock. There is more of that interview with Roby Brock online at our sister website, talkbusiness.net. They spoke on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics, and that program airs each Sunday morning at 10:30 on KFSM Channel 5. In other news, the COVID-19 pandemic buckled the U.S. home building sector in March, but had little impact on residential construction activity in Northwest Arkansas. Home building activity in the region's four largest cities was up 4% in March. According to the latest data, housing starts in the U.S. dropped more than 22% last month. That was the largest monthly decline since March of 1984. Rope Swing Hospitality Group in Bentonville has launched a meal subscription service. It allows customers to receive up to 5 home-delivered meals weekly from the Walton-backed organization's restaurants. The meals change each week, and the food is from Bentonville restaurants The Preacher's Son, Press Room, and Louise. And healthcare entities across Northwest Arkansas will receive more than $3 million in aid as part of an effort by the Northwest Arkansas Council, supported by several local business and philanthropic partners. Combined financial and in-kind donations from J.B. Hunt, Rev Unit, Walmart Foundation, and the Walton Family Foundation will help support healthcare organizations in Northwest Arkansas in response to the COVID-19 crisis. For those stories and more, visit our website at nwabusinessjournal.com, where you'll find the latest business headlines each and every day. That is all for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.